Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm an author, psychologist, and speaker, and we talk about love and relationships and also self-esteem, loving yourself, others, and a higher nature. And we're proud to say that we actually have just completed our 50th broadcast, and we're very honored that a lot of people have listened to us, and they're really learning a lot about relationships, love, and also basically being the best you can be. Now, today, a topic is very interesting. We're going to talk about how to love yourself without being selfish. Now, many times we talk about that in Love University, the idea of loving yourself first. You know, before you can love anyone else, you gotta love yourself. However, it can be misconstrued, the idea of loving yourself. Some people say it's selfish, or some people say it's something else. But we're gonna talk about loving yourself the right way, in a way that is also giving and loving to others as you build your own inner self. Now, the first thing to realize is, what is love? Now, many people talk about romance or sentimental things, or even being a good person. I believe that love is a deep understanding of self and others. To truly understand yourself and also to embrace who you are is where love begins. Now, we often talk about the personality types. I've written some books, Love Types and The Gift of Shyness and other books, to talk about the different personalities and how sometimes it's hard for us to accept ourselves. For example, the introvert personality. Nowadays, it's becoming more popular. But for many years, introverts were considered outcasts. You know, they like to be by themselves and with their own energy. And they weren't really extroverted people, the people who like to socialize. And that's becoming a little bit different now as more people are admitting that they're introverts and basically say it's a good thing. Introverts are good listeners and they can understand things deeply. Also, the sensitive male or the thinking female are types that have not always been accepted by society. And it's something we were talking about as well. Or the person who's very spontaneous in the business world can be perhaps even a liability at times, but they can also be very spontaneous and creative in their own way. So what we want to do is basically understand your personality type and embrace it. Even if you're a non-traditional type, if you're a little bit different, you want to understand and accept who you are. So that's the first step, loving yourself, accepting your personality and who you are, your nature. The second step is to understand what kind of mind do you have. Now, my new book is coming out, Invincible You, Transform Your Pain into Power and Achieve Your Heart's Desires, talks about the two kinds of minds. We have the invincible mind, which is the part of ourselves that is confident, resilient, it can overcome obstacles, it's capable of being defeated by outside events and inner things, for example, thoughts and feelings. And there's also the vincible mind, vincible meaning capable of being defeated, the part of ourselves that is lacking confidence, that is self-critical, that says we're not good enough for things. And maybe we got it from our family, from our own, another background, maybe even our own thoughts. And part of the invincible mind, the one that is capable of being defeated, is that it's hard for us to accept compliments sometimes. You know, when people say good things to us, we might brush it off. Oh, not really. Or we try to fit in with other people. We try to be inauthentic at times. We compare ourselves with other people. You know, the envious aspect of things. You know, I'm not doing as good as other people. I wish I were. And we might pity ourselves. We might say, poor me. I like to have that nice car, that nice house, a nice career. And I don't have it, and others do. So again, that negative side of your mind. And you don't dream big. You know, you hold back on your dream and career or business or whatever you want to do. You might accept a job that you don't really like, but you're afraid to venture out and do something different. And most of all, we're too hard on ourselves when our invincible mind is in charge. We critique ourselves for our mistakes and we have a lot of regret. So that's something we need to think about. So once we understand what percentage of our mind is in charge, for example, the invincible mind can be 80%, or maybe the invincible mind, the part that's defeatable, is 100% or 90%. So we need to change that balance. Now, when we talk about self-love, the other idea is it selfish or is it, you know, something that's authentic, honest, and healthy? Now, you may have heard the term narcissist. Now, one of our popular shows was called Are You Dating a Lunatic? And the idea that some people have personality disorders. They have parts of their personality that are character flaws that really hurt other people. And they might not even realize it or even care about it. So a narcissist is a person that is very selfish. They don't have empathy. They don't really put themselves in other people's shoes. And they think they're the best. They always think, well, I'm better than you. You know, and they always try to improve that. But in reality, many times they're very weak inside. You know, they kind of compensate for their weakness and even their pain. They suffered something in the past. And they're trying to overcome that by trying to be better than everyone else. So obviously that is not what we're talking about here in terms of self-love. What we're talking about is really having a true self-love where you love yourself, but you also extend it outwardly to others. So you are kind to others, you're patient, you're good-natured, and you want to help other people as well as you help yourself. So what I think is that there are three elements to the true self-lover, the person that truly loves themselves in an authentic and positive way. Number one is that they have a higher source. They might have a spiritual belief. It could be God, or it could be nature or something different that they get their strength from, or it could be maybe their family. It could be some meaning in life that they have, a purpose that they have in their life, maybe their child, or maybe they're a creative person and they want to do something positive for society. And that drives them. That's a higher source of what we call love or energy. Once they have that, then they go internally and they can develop the self-love, you know, having the confidence, self-esteem to believe I can do this. You know, I can write the great American novel. I can come up with a new invention, a technology to change the world. Or I can be a great parent, you know, raise a wonderful child, or be a great spouse, a good friend. Whatever it is that you really want to do, that is the self-love that you have. And then developed outwardly. You give it to other people. What I call to give loving energy without expectation, to be good-hearted to people, help them, maybe help the homeless, smile at people, compliment them, without expecting anything in return, except you being the loving person you are. Now, one way that people try to control others is by saying, you're a selfish person. You know, you only think of yourself. And sometimes that's true. Sometimes people are self-centered. But there are other things that you can do for yourself that are not really selfish. They're really self-love or self-compassion. For example, spending time alone. Sometimes you need to recharge your batteries, especially if you're an introvert personality. And it's not being selfish. It's that something you need internally. Spending time for growth, maybe in a spiritual sense, reading books or self-help, listening to podcasts. Again, that's your time. That's something you need. Dealing with negative people. Maybe you need to distance yourself. You know, spend time away from them, or even stop relationships. That can be a very self-loving thing. People that are bringing you down, that are hurting you, that are emotional vampires, which we talked about in one of our shows, being able to eliminate that from your life can be a very self-loving thing and not selfish. And finally, taking care of yourself, whether it's physical, exercise, diet, you know, getting enough sleep, all those things are very powerful and valuable things you can do for yourself. And again, when you do that, you have more energy to give to others. You have more motivation to help other people. So it's really selfless when you give self-love, which is kind of ironic. So the more self-love you give yourself in the right way to heal yourself and to grow, you can actually give more love outwardly as well. Now, what are the benefits of self-compassion or self-love? I mean, there are a lot of positive things that come across. Number one, you're more productive. You do more because you have more energy. You're not clouded by the negative, invincible mind that says you can't do things. Now, I believe I can. I believe in myself. You have less stress. In our fast-paced technological society, we're often running around. We're having our gadgets in our hands. We're trying to rush the traffic. And many times we release chemicals in our brain, adrenaline, that, you know, overstimulate us, that make us exhausted. On the other hand, when we are coming from a loving place, we have more of the hormone oxytocin, which is the bonding or love hormone. When we cuddle with a loved one, even petting a dog can release these kind of positive feeling emotions and chemicals. So we have more of those. We're happier when we're fulfilling our destiny and what we want to accomplish in life, and we love ourselves. We have more of a contentment. We have more of a consistent joy. Better physical health. We work out more, exercise more. We have more motivation to do that when we have love for ourselves. We also have better relationships, because sometimes relationships are based on comparisons. You know, you have this, I have that. But here, there's no need for that, because each partner, if they love themselves, have something to offer the other that is not contingent on the other person giving something back. They just offer it because they have it inside, which again is the unconditional part of love. So they can say, yeah, I love you because I love you, and that's who I am. And the other person can say the same. So you have stronger relationships. You also go for what you want in life, you know, whether that's that dream career or business, or maybe you want to travel around the world, or you want to do something different in your life, adopt a child, deal with animals, whatever it is that you have a passion for, you do that. You know, you go for your goal. You take the risk that you need to take to accomplish it. And you have less loneliness. You know, I believe that loneliness is one of our biggest diseases in the world. You know, we talk about physical diseases and all that, but loneliness is a psychological disease. The feeling of being separate from others, you know, of being isolated emotionally. Even though you might have people around you, might even have a spouse or lover, you still feel that detachment, that estrangement from yourself. So when you love yourself, you no longer have that sense of loneliness. You can be by yourself comfortably anywhere in nature or walking around, and you feel good about yourself. Now, here's the important part. Once we understand what self-love is, and it's not selfishness, it's not conceit, it is a true inner love that can be expressed outwardly. the key is, how do we develop it? You know, so what are the tips, the strategies? So we're going to talk about that now. How do you develop more self-love in a healthy and natural way? One is that we think of, we got to change the pace in which we live. Now, the two kinds of people out there, one is called the hard pushers, people that are always trying to accomplish more. You know, they're racing around, they're trying to make time work for them, and they're often stressed out and tense, rushing around trying to do things. Those people, the hard pushers, need to slow down their pace. They need to take a meditative break, maybe a nice hot bath, a walk somewhere without knowing where they're going, just walking around. It could be outdoors in a park or someplace, and just slowing down their mind. That's very important for the hard pushers. Now, other people are what we call the hold backers, or people that hold back. You know, they want something, but maybe they're shy or self-conscious. They want to talk to an attractive person, but they're scared, or they want to go for a job they want and they don't do it. For those people, we need to encourage you to go forward. Maybe, you know, smile at three people today, or talk to a couple of people if you're shy, to break through that shyness. Or maybe, you know, dance in front of the mirror, you know, start making some funny faces, jump up and down, and act silly if you're afraid of being self-conscious in front of others. You know, go for that job or career that you want, a business that you want to start. Push yourself a little more in that area, beyond your fear and anxieties. And overall, the key is acceptance, to accept yourself as you are. Say, you know, I've done enough today work, I'm going to just take the day off. You know, or my life, I've accomplished certain things that I'm proud of. Or if you want to dress in a way that you look attractive or even sexy, say, hey, I'm you know, attractive, I look good. And that's very positive, because you feel good about yourself, you know, a workout at the gym or whatever you want to do. And accept yourself. Now, you're not perfect. Maybe you have some flaws. And the invincible part of our mind, the invincible, that the fetus mind, will point out your flaws in your appearance and other things. But you need to go back and say, hey, I got some good qualities, physically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually, and I really want to focus on those. So acceptance is very important. Another thing that's important in loving yourself is the kind of people you surround yourself with. And I talk about that in the new book, Invincible You. What I call the HLPs, high-level people, versus the LLPs, low-level people. Now here I'm not talking about education or a career or even economic status. I'm talking about the quality of a person, their sense of morality, their emotional intelligence, their kindness, their compassion, and patience. So an HLP is a person who's striving to be the best they can be. They take more time with others, they listen attentively, they have compassion, they really care about other people, they want to become better. LLPs, low-level people, really don't have that desire. You know, they're negative, they're critical, they're complaining, they might gossip, and they can come from a very wealthy background. They can be very economically and educationally successful, but they still are low-level people in that sense, in the psychological or emotional sense. So that's what we want to surround ourselves with, is our HLPs, you know, people that support us, that love us, that are positive people that we can enjoy being with at all times. So that's a crucial part of self-love, is being around people that support you as being who you are. The other thing is having a higher source that you believe in, whether it's God or spirituality, or maybe, again, it's your family or something that you want to accomplish in life. And there's a reason for your existence on earth. You have a meaning, a purpose. Many of our great psychologists have talked about that those who have survived in horrible times, concentration camps and prisons, unjustly accused, have done so because they had a purpose. They wanted to go see their grandchild graduate from high school or college, or they wanted to write a book or do a scientific experiment. They wanted to do something that would be lasting, and that gave them a purpose, a meaning. So they wanted to make an impact on the world, and it is something that drove them. So this higher source is something that picks you up when you feel discouraged, when you're feeling down. And, you know, all of us are going to go through tough times, whether it's, again, your faith, belief in a higher power, or is something in your, you know, in your life, your family, or something else that drives you. That is what can help you, pick you up when you feel discouraged. Seeing your child, you know, in a beautiful way, or whatever it is that you know, you really are inspired by. Now, another thing that is also very useful for the self-love, self-compassion, the development in yourself, is what I call loving energy without expectation. And we talk a lot about this on the show, is the idea of being loving to other people without expecting anything back. Whether it's, you know, you smile at someone, you listen to them attentively, you might help a homeless person, you know, contribute to charity, or give a friend some financial assistance or a ride or whatever it might be. And just be there for people, like someone who's grieving, they've lost someone in their family, and you're there with that person, you just sit with them. Sometimes it's not even the words you say, it's just being present. And that's a wonderful gift. You're giving that love without expecting anything back. And the difference is that many times people expect something back. They expect the other person to like you or to do something for you. And that makes you tense. It takes away the naturalness of the love. But when you give without expectation, give love without expectation, then there's no limit, because at some point it's going to come back to you. It may not be that person, but someone else may give that love back to you. So it becomes a cycle that continues. That's very natural. It's very harmonious. Now, we get to one of my favorite parts of this. And it's a little bit counterintuitive, because the idea is to romance yourself. They think, what does that mean? Well, in Valentine's, I get a lot of readers or listeners call or write to me, you know, because of my books. And I usually do a lot of seminars around that time. And they ask me, look, I don't have a Valentine's. I'm alone. I feel lonely. What should I do? I say, hey, love yourself on Valentine's. Be your own romantic person. Not in a selfish or vain way, but take care of yourself. And many times people don't realize that you can, you know, have a romanticness with yourself in a positive way. And for example, there's something called the love language. And you might have heard this before, but you might also have your own personal love language. Let's say that you, as an individual, enjoy solitude. You know, you might be comfortable reading a book or listening to music on your own, maybe walking in nature. And that's how you feel that love for yourself. Or maybe it's with people. You're a sociable person, so you want to be around people, have fun, maybe a little social party. Or maybe it's physical affection. Maybe you want to cuddle with someone, or maybe even your dog, your animal, your cat. And that's how you receive love internally. So find your love language and express it to yourself. Also, another thing that is also great for self-love is tell your closest friends, hopefully they're HLP, higher level people, about your accomplishments, about your excitement. You know, hey, I'm starting this new project. You know, I'm learning how to cook, or mechanics, or I'm taking a new class, or I'm starting a new business, and I already had the success. I feel excited. So your excitement can be shared with others, and that will fulfill you as well, because you're connecting with them on a positive note, and they really appreciate what you're doing, because they're hopefully higher level people that also have the same positivity. This is something interesting. Leave yourself notes that are loving and inspirational. You know how people leave notes for their lover? Hey, love yourself. Leave yourself a little note. You know, whatever it is. Hey, you're doing great today, or you know, you're going to live your dream, or you know, whatever it is you want to accomplish. Now, Reggie, I know you want to accomplish something in life. What is your goal?
To express myself the way I want to, and for people to listen, you know?
Okay, well, that's great, Jordan. Now, Reggie's my engineer, and you know, we had a great show with him on autism. I think you're autistic.
That's right.
But at the same time, you're living a joyful life, so you want to accomplish something. What would be your dream? I know you love radio.
Well, working as a on-air host, as an announcer, would be great.
Like, okay, you want to take my job again, right, Reggie?
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, yeah, we can be co-hosts. All right, so no problem. Okay, not a problem. So, yeah, definitely whatever it is that you want to do, you know, inspirational notes for yourself. This is something that's kind of cool, Reggie, is celebrate your self-anniversary. Now, a lot of people celebrate anniversaries for, you know, their love partner, whatever it is. But how about the fact that you've created something or done something that you want to celebrate? Now, maybe it's a year since you had that last drink, or, you know, you quit smoking, or you started exercising, or you wrote an article for something, or you created something that was really good. And that actually encourages you. And what you do is you actually give yourself little gifts, maybe some flowers, some candy, maybe a favorite music, a little gift, Reggie. And by the way, Reggie, this is our 3-month anniversary. So that's, I'm going to give you a high five.
Awesome.
How do you feel about that? We've been working together for 3 months in the show, and our numbers are up a hugely percentage. And what do you say about that?
That's amazing to me. I'm glad I've been here for the ride. You know, I've been able to help out. I'm very excited about it.
Where's my flowers and candy, Reggie?
Oh, yeah, about that.
Okay, we need to get each other flowers and candy or something, right?
That's so
we can commemorate our self-anniversary, right? And again, you know, it's not about being selfish, and it may sound a little bit silly in some ways, but it really is about loving yourself, caring for yourself, and encouraging yourself, because when you do that, anything else is possible. Now, here's one that's kind of funny, I guess you could say, is, you know, when you were a little kid, Reggie, where your parents would tuck you in at night? Mm-hmm. What if you tuck yourself in at night tonight? So you get under the warm covers, you might have a little chocolate, a drink, or something you like, read a little bit, listen to music, and sink into bed, relax. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be very nice, actually.
Okay.
I think I might do that.
Okay, all right. Tuck yourself. I'm not going to tuck you in, Reggie, but okay. But you can tuck yourself in. And I mean, that's, again, kind of a fun way to say, I love myself, right? I'm going to, you know, really treat myself well. And again, because you treat yourself well, you can treat others well. You know, you have more energy to give others, more love, more patience when you give that love to yourself. Another important one for self-love is what I call develop your don, D-O-N, which in Spanish means higher level talent. Your don, your gift, whether it's writing or teaching or science or business or mechanics or crafts or even being a good parent, a good cook, a good gardener, whatever it is that you're really good at and you love to do is your talent. And by developing that, you bring more love to your life. Is making love a visible thing. You know, your work is like your expression of your love. And if you do what you love, it's not work. You know, you're really loving what you're doing. You're enjoying it. And finally, this is one of my favorites, forgiveness. Now, I wrote a book that came out last year that's been actually well received called The Three Seekers of Happiness. And it's a modern fable about a pompous psychiatrist who goes to the mountains to try to find the secrets of happiness. And he meets up with a martial arts master named Tanaka. And the psychiatrist thinks he knows all the answers. He's a best-selling author. He's been a TV personality and all that. But the martial artist breaks him down psychologically and physically and teaches him that really it's not about money or power or fame. The secrets are very simple of happiness. And they are optimism, gratitude, and forgiveness, especially self-forgiveness, forgiving yourself. Many times we're hardest on ourselves. You know, we critique ourselves. We have regret and regret gives us the pain of, you know, lost relationships and bad choices we made. But the key is to forgive yourself. And that's one of the most beautiful parts of self-compassion and self-love. And I have a favorite phrase that I like to use. And is this. If you take 2 steps forward and 1 step backward, you are still moving forward. So in other words, you might make a mistake, right? You might go back on your diet or even your bad habit or whatever it is that you have. But you're still progressing. You're still, you know, reading books and going to seminars, maybe listen to a podcast, maybe being in therapy to work on yourself, and you're still moving forward. And that's a crucial concept because in the midst of our habits, addictions, our mistakes, our regrets, we can still be making progress and loving ourselves at the same time. And when we do that, we can break the chains of bad habits, you know, procrastination, perfectionism, whatever holds us back. Bad relationships. Maybe you went back to that wrong person that hurt you in the past, but then you realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm doing this again. I'm going to move out of this relationship. I'm going to keep moving forward. And unfortunately, I work with domestic violence victims, a lot of females, who go back to the same man or a similar kind of abusive man. Yet when they start to change in therapy, they realize I can move forward. You know, even though I'm tempted to go back to him and he promises to change, or sometimes it's she, I'm going to do something different. I'm going to keep improving myself and go to counseling and study myself. So they're making progress. There's no need to attack yourself or say, well, I'm weak and I make a mistake. You say, no, I am moving forward. I am still making progress. So again, self-compassion and self-love is such a crucial concept. And again, it's not about being selfish or vain or anything else. It's really about digging deep within yourself and realizing I have something of great value to offer the world. I have love inside, I have talent, I have creativity, and I have something that is very special. And not everyone will resonate with it. Some people will not like it, some people, it's not for them. But for those that do, I can make an amazing connection, whether it's my personal relationships or in work or whatever it is in life. So what we have to offer you is really the simple idea that love is a universal solution. This energy that we call love, which is not just romantic or sentimental, it's a deep, powerful force that can be used for good and for many things. So again, go out there and love yourself tonight. Put on some music. Reggie, maybe some champagne for you or something, or what do you like to drink?
Pepsi.
Okay. All right. We'll give you some Pepsi and put on some, I don't know, nice music for you. What kind of music do you like?
Classic rock, new wave, classical.
Okay, classic rock, new wave. Okay, we'll get that for you. We'll get your favorite pajamas. We'll get your favorite covers. And you'll tuck yourself in tonight and say, you know, I am a person that loves myself and I love others as well.
Sounds like a plan.
And this is Dr. Avila. If you want to reach us again at Love University, you can look at our website, loveuniversity.love. You can call us at 310-226-8090. You can email us at lovetype4u@aol.com if you want to be a guest on the show, if you have any questions or comments. And until next time, love university, put away your pens, pick up your notepads, and we'll see you next time.